In this podcast episode, I'm going to discuss the pros and cons of using a headshot in your CV or resume. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. At first, I would like to say a few words on the use of photos in general. My opinion is that the influence of a headshot on the success of a job application is relatively small in most cases. Other factors, in particular the presentation of your previous achievements, are much more decisive, so you should not worry too much about this issue. However, this only stays true as long as you do not use an inappropriate image. I'll explain how to avoid this in more detail toward the end of this episode. Of course, I'm aware that using a portrait photo in a CV or resume is not common practice in all countries. As a globally active coach, I am therefore occasionally asked whether such a photo should be included, even if it's not typical in my client's own country. Here is what I normally answer. If you cannot think of a good reason why including a photo in your CV or resume would actually have a detrimental effect on your chances in your particular situation, then it's best to include one. The possible fact that many others may not do so is not a sufficient counterargument. After all, you can also be a bit innovative, right? There are also two very good specific reasons for including a headshot. First of all, the modern presentation of professional profiles is shaped by the global social network LinkedIn in many ways. Here, the use of a profile photo is common all over the world, and profiles without a photo tend to make a bad impression. In addition, the well-known psychological principle applies: a picture is worth a thousand words. A good headshot can therefore help you make a professional and nice impression on the reader right from the beginning. But there are also possible reasons against it. Cultural reasons, for example, may suggest that you prefer not to include a photo. In this context, however, the culture of the country where the hiring company or its specific branch is located is relevant, and not necessarily the one of the region you are from. When in doubt, simply inquire with the company beforehand what their take on the use of headshots is. Your age can also be one of the cons. If you know that the hiring managers are likely to consider you to be a bit too young or too old, leave it out. To learn more about that, read my article, "Silence is Golden: Improve Your CV or Resume by Removing Damaging Information." You can find the link to it in the video description. Another possible counterargument is the quality of the image. If you don't have a good photo on hand, because you are in a hurry, for example, it may be best left out altogether. Otherwise, you run the risk of destroying the positive appearance of your other information simply by using an unprofessional image. In this case, your picture may convey more than 1,000 negative words. Here are a few tips for presenting the perfect headshot. In general, as I already mentioned, I think your convincing CV or resume should also feature an appropriate photo. This livens up your otherwise very text-heavy document and gives it a friendly feel. You don't need to look like a model for it. It's simply a matter of conveying a professional impression. To reach this goal, you should have your headshot taken by a professional photographer. Such a specialist knows what the result should look like and does not only possess the appropriate equipment, but also the necessary skills. Good photographers also manage to portray camera-shy people in an attractive way. Dress as you would for a job interview in your industry. This small investment makes sense, especially since you need a nice photo of yourself in other situations as well. This applies to the already mentioned social network LinkedIn, for example, which can be a great aid in your job search and applications. However, There are a few pitfalls to avoid at the same time. Since the introduction of biometric passport photos with their grim facial expressions, it is no longer a good idea to use a simple passport photo as a headshot for your CV or resume. In my opinion, this has actually increased the average quality of photos used there and in similar situations. Most private snapshots, in turn, do not convey the necessary professionalism, however authentic, human, nice, or funny they may appear from a personal point of view. And don't use scanned pictures as they don't have the necessary technical quality in most cases. I also have a special piece of advice just for the ladies. Dear ladies, once you are at the photographer's, you are welcome to have as many other pictures of yourself taken as you want. But please make sure that your photo shoot also produces a few pictures suitable for job applications. For them, you should be dressed discreetly and professionally and avoid any creativity, in particular when it comes to posture. And when placing your picture in your CV or resume, make sure it's not too big. And here is my special advice to men. Gentlemen, even if you dislike visiting a photographer and would rather invest the money into something real, yes, it is actually necessary for the creation of a professional application portfolio. And no, the funny picture that your buddy took of you with his cell phone on Father's Day is really not appropriate. At last, a few tips on the right place and size. I recommend placing your headshot in the upper right corner of the first page of your CV or resume in approximately the size of a passport photo. A bit larger is still acceptable. This way, you still have enough space at the top to include your contact details, your current overall job title as a header for the entire document, and the very important summary of the most convincing facts about your experience. Now, if you would like me to help you with all of that in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and we will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. There is also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you are not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad, and today especially for making the right choices regarding your headshot, and I'll be back here very soon.